I'm Luke.
And I'm Kate.
And you're listening to Couple Up.
On this show.
They ignored my tits. That's how much of a cunt you were.
I think I was desperate to say something to make it entertaining, so I just said sex.
I do love you.
You're listening to Couple Up, but you're listening to Couple Up. Yeah, yeah. You're listening to Couple Up, but you're listening to Couple Up, bitch. You're listening to Couple Up, but you're listening to Couple Up. Yeah, yeah. You're listening to Couple Up. Now let me stick a podcast in your face like this.
We're back, Kate. Here we are in the Couple Up mobile, ready to take off into the ear holes of the listeners, the Couple Upperoos, the Couple Uppers, whatever. Did we have a name for them, the listeners?
I don't think so, no.
Are you happy to be back, Kate?
No.
Why not?
I don't want to do this, Lake.
Then why are you doing it?
Because I'm your wife.
So?
Because I do things I don't want to do. This is my whole life.
What do you mean this is your whole life? Hang on straight. We're in this about 20 seconds and you're already attacking our lifestyle.
I actually wasn't attacking you there. I mean, from a young age, I did things I didn't want to do.
Oh, so you're attacking...
I'm just a people pleaser.
Who are you attacking?
Everyone.
Are we just coming in attacking people?
It's 30 seconds in and I'm just like...
You already hate your life.
Everyone else's fault.
Well, guys, welcome. Welcome to Couple Up, the podcast hosted by a real-life married couple. And based on your comments, when we announced that we are coming back, you expect this to lead to a death. It's not that you want... People don't seem to expect this to lead to a breakup of us. It's that one of us will die.
I'd see that. I think there'd be more people would think that one of us would kill each other than one of us would leave each other.
That's lovely.
Is it?
Passion.
That's true.
It's a real life passion.
We'd have high emotions for each
exactly.
other.
You know? Yeah. They're in love, but they'll murder each other.
Yeah.
I like that. Volatile is the word, I think.
I think so.
But I've seen that since I announced that we're doing this again. I said, we'll do 10 episodes and then take a 4-week break and then 10 episodes and then a 4-week break. And I said, for as long as that lasts or something. And people, like all the comments were like, or until Kate kills Luke. Or until, like, or until Kate murders Luke. Or what if I murder you? Why is that never an option?
I think we've established that I'm the bitch and...
You're going to murder me.
Yeah.
Because you hate everyone.
Yeah.
And here we are, guys, on an entertainment podcast for you. What a happy, happy intro we're doing here.
I just want to remind you, you want to do this with me.
I enjoy this more than anything.
Oh,
I love
God.
Podcasting. I love talking. And I like doing things with you. This is all my favourite stuff.
Do you like moving your hands in a really frantic manner?
Yeah, I'm entertained. I'm a professional broadcaster.
This is what irritates me. I love sitting down and chatting to you.
Yes.
I've no problem with that. I can perform and you,
you don't
being
have to.
Performative. Like if we could see him, lads.
Well, I want to do a video,
but
Kate's
like, I want
like,
to kill him so many times.
But, right. The plan, as we said, is we're going to do 10 episodes.
Which I didn't agree to. I think it should be
announced.
Six.
10 episodes, 4-week break, 10 episodes. We'll cover various topics. Kate agreed to do this as long as she doesn't have to do any work. So every week I'll have to bring something interesting to Kate.
Well, I do everything else in the relationship and
Kate,
the house. So,
Jesus.
You know.
The attacks are just too much. It's meant to be a happy thing for us to do together.
This is happy.
The problem with this is we left Kate drink a bottle of Baileys before we started recording and now she's just...
Yeah, because you know how wild and aggressive people get when they drink their Baileys.
Who drinks Baileys? Priests?
It's about priests it. And grandmothers. That literally like...
Yeah, you never hear of anyone's like, oh, geez, I go mad on the Baileys, right?
Oh,
so there you go, guys. Baileys, a nice relaxing drink. Baileys, we're happy to be sponsored by ye.
Or the other cheap one. I prefer
the cheap
one.
Was it Ballycastle?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't get that one today.
No.
I got the expensive one and I didn't want to, but I just also didn't want to go to another shop.
And you also knew that if you came home without alcohol, this wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. So I knew that I had to get something. So Kate, the last podcast we did was the day after our wedding.
I can't remember this at all. You told me this
well,
that we did
Spotify
one.
It's on Spotify if you want to check it out.
I genuinely cannot remember. If you told me, and I have a good memory.
Do
but
ya?
If you... Yes, I do. I have a very detailed, good memory.
Tell me something then from the past. Go on. Tell me your memory.
I used to love you.
Whoa.
I remember that so
tell
strong.
Me your best memory, Kay. Go on.
I can't tell you best memory, like.
So you don't have a good memory.
This is what I live with. Every single day.
Not only do you not have a good memory, but it seems like you don't have a single good memory. Oh, wordplay. Huh? He shoots, he scores. I'm implying you only have bad memories.
Oh.
You have a good memory about your bad memories. I'm writing poems. I'm writing poems live on the podcast here.
Well done.
Kate! Stop hating me so much.
I won't hate you.
Anyway, what did we do in the last year?
Got fatter. Got older. Got more depressed.
Welcome to the podcast. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Okay, I actually have to cheer up a little bit.
Right, I have an idea. Let's do... I knew that you'd take a while to warm up to this, so I had an idea. I want to do quickfire. I'm going to say a word. You have to say the first thing that comes to your head. Are you ready?
Okay. You know I don't like this. This I know, is called argument.
So this is what we're going to do, right? I'll give you a slow one first. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Happy.
Sad.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
This was a bad idea, I think.
Oh my head. I've gotten one of those headaches.
Well. If Kate feels joy, her body rejects it and she gets headaches. So as soon as she
really
laughs.
Bad headaches. Okay, it's gone.
Okay,
now.
You ready?
Yeah.
So, day.
Moonlight.
So wrong is what you want, is it?
It's the opposite, I think.
Oh yeah, that's fair enough.
I think that's what my head goes to.
Grass.
Flowers.
Luke.
Boyfriend. You're not
I'm
my
not
boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
Oh, you're my husband.
Yeah. Wedding.
Stress.
Oh, that's good. Plan.
Fun.
Jesus. Podcast. listeners.
I'm sweating. Like, I'm actually Why are you full sweating? On sweating. I don't know.
Are you nervous about this?
I hate it. My whole
Guys,
body is rejecting this.
Listeners, what I want you to do right now is comment.
Oh, don't bother.
Comment on the Couple Up Podcast Twitter, which is at Couple Up Podcast, Couple Up Podcast Instagram, which is also at Couple Up Podcast, or send us some emails to coupleuppodcast@gmail.com telling Kate how good she is on air, how lovely her voice is, how soothing it is, and how you love listening to her.
Please don't.
Do that, please.
I'm begging
Nothing
you.
Nothing would make me happier than to read out to Kate don't. All the nice things that people say about her.
That actually... That's She's a sure actually... way that I'm sweating. Like, I genuinely am. It's a sure way okay, to make me never do this again.
Okay, guys, I want to hear all your positive things you have to say about Kate. Mm. Send them to Couple Up Podcast. What do we have for you this week? Kate doesn't know what I've brought to her. It's a surprise. So in our main section today, I will be bringing to her AI-generated questions that can help you find your passion.
Oh.
So we're going to find
your passion.
Is the
passion going to be murdering you?
I hope not.
I do love you.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for that.
I want to get that clear. I do love you.
Okay, thanks.
And I love spending time with you and doing this with you. Even if my fidgeting right now would make that seem like it isn't true. It is.
Thanks for that.
You're very welcome.
That was nice.
That's my sincerity now.
Done for the full episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, in the main section, AI generated questions. And then... Our favourite part, it always is our favourite part about doing these. In the final section, we're going to have some listener questions. We had people send stuff in on Instagram and Twitter, and we got loads of amazing questions for the end of that. So stay tuned till the end to listen to your amazing questions.
I'll be intrigued too.
Yeah, you don't know what they are.
Nope.
So Kate, I contacted ChatGPT.
Who?
AI.
Oh, okay. I haven't. Is that that thing on Snapchat?
That as well. That's one of them. Yeah, yeah. Basically,
I don't have any AI. It freaks me out.
What do you mean?
I just don't agree with it.
don't be arrogant with it.
Literally, but
what about it freaks you out?
I don't know. I just don't understand why we need it. At the moment, there's all. Do you see the like AI photographs?
Yeah.
That are about. And it creeps me out. I'm like, why do we need like
do
yearbook
you see
photographs?
Really
and like
creepy was a face swap technology. So people are it's a new form of revenge porn
oh,
that
Jesus.
People can't be prosecuted for apparently. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. Yeah. But basically, they're taking people's faces and putting them into pornos and it looks really real.
Jesus.
So then
Christ.
They're sharing it and it looks like that person did film that video or whatever. But they didn't. But because
surely
they didn't.
Surely that is still.
Surely. I think it has to be in some way or yeah. is going to be. But yeah, anyway, that got dark.
It did very quickly.
But I asked AI to help find some. Give me 10 questions to find your passion.
Okay.
It gave me 9. So we don't have anything to worry about with AI, I don't think.
Okay, well, that's good.
Are you ready for these, Kate? I'm going to answer these as well. So we need to find our passion together.
Okay.
Is it going to be each other? Who knows?
Who knows?
It gave, they're more about like finding like a perfect job is what AI kind of perceives it as. But I think it could be fun.
Okay.
Guys, play along at home. Let us know what your passion is. There's no answer. It's not like you answer the questions and it tells you what your passion is or anything. But it just gets you thinking, I suppose. What was your favourite thing to do growing up, Kate?
God, I don't know.
Thought you had a good memory.
All right, you go first.
I think my favorite, like, whenever I think of, I suppose, growing up, my favorite thing ever was always playing games, as in imagination games, like what I suppose you would call house or doctors or whatever. I always had these like intricate storylines and stuff. And I always built stages to do it. Yeah. And I eventually evolved it as I got older to being just me playing all the parts and everyone having to watch.
Which then you made into a job.
Then I made into a job.
Okay.
Exactly.
Which led then to a podcast.
Which led to a podcast. But I stopped acting. I still had to perform in some way. So here we are. So I think playing those kind of games or generally... I used to love just watching TV as a kid.
Yeah.
That is honestly some of my happiest memories were setting a video recorder to record something that I wanted to watch. Having videos that I had of compilations of things that I recorded off the TV and watching it and stuff like that.
You were a massive TV head.
Like, oh, yeah.
And with your memory as well, that completely molded your personality.
100%. Like. As well as all of my family when I was very young worked in video shops. So everything, my childhood is made up of videos, TV. I had a TV in my room from a young enough age. So just the idea of watching TV and
we had a very different childhood.
Yeah, I think so. So what was your favourite thing? Did you have any favourite thing?
Did I have a childhood?
Well, that's a good question. You were born an adult.
I was.
I feel like you were born doing taxes or something. Like.
Yeah. But what did I say when I turned 30 last year was that I finally... felt like I had become the age that
which is quite
I
sad,
always was.
Isn't it? It's a like I think when you're growing up in your maybe your late teens and your early 20s, if you're a bit more mature, people always are like, fair play to you.
Yeah.
But then when you hit 30 and you start saying that, people go,
that is
like,
true.
Oh well, I always felt 30 and people are like,
But I did have a childhood. Do you know what I mean? Like, I did.
I had
amazing
things.
Experiences, unbelievable experiences.
But I guess when it's saying what was your favourite thing to do, that means it has to be something that was reoccurring.
I do remember like going up to my dad. So I used to go up to my dad's office on like Monday and a Friday. Mm-hmm. But going up there and he'd like be working away like on the machines.
Yeah.
And I'd have all the fabrics. And I suppose that's now, Ivy does the same thing now. It's using like one of like...
Oh, Ivy's
they,
our
like,
daughter,
mannequins.
Guys, for anyone who's listening for the first time.
And my dad is a fashion designer.
Yeah.
But taking all the fabric and like pinning it on in different ways onto the mannequin and making things like that while listening to like either Doris Day or Elvis Presley or Craig David for some reason. They were the three combos.
I mean, Craig David is the Elvis Presley of his time.
That is true.
It's not.
That is true.
It's not true at all.
No.
Selecta isn't really, when the crowd say Bo Selecta does not equate to don't step on my blue suede shoes.
No.
So it kind of does in a way.
So probably that or dancing around my nan's kitchen with her scarves.
It all had some kind of scarf or fabric
to
it.
It did, to be fair. Yeah.
So the shreds, you remember the shreds of things bringing you happiness. Nothing was pieced together.
Oh.
I'm a fucking psychologist.
You are.
Can we change this to a psychology? We just bring people on and I psychoanalyze them. That's what I want to do with my other podcast, actually. The What's Wrong With Your Podcast.
See, I have a theory that you know that this podcast... Mm-hmm. Sorry, we're going off topic. But you know that this podcast has the most amount of listens. Because you always say it's your most successful podcast that you've ever done. Has the most amount of listens. You're interested in all of that. But I love the way that you also went, I'm also bringing out this podcast.
But I am.
It's like slipping it in, being like, oh, it's well, actually, I'm going to bring this
you're
back.
You're kind of right. The What's Wrong With Your Podcast, I want to be...
Plug, plug.
I want that to be able to go deeper into conversations with people and interviews with people. We've tried to do interviews on this. It doesn't work.
No.
It just evolves into just absolute meaningless conversation. The episode we did that's back, if you want to listen to it, with Dwayne Dugan is unlistenable, I think. It's probably the most quotable episode, but it's three people having in-jokes that nobody else gets.
Well, as well, I think there's always going to be someone, if we did a guest, there's always going to be someone that we're closer to, that one of us is closer to. Like, you're closer, obviously, to Dwayne.
Yeah.
And even back then... him. I absolutely hate him. He's the worst person ever. No, I don't. I love Dwayne. But even back then when we did that, I probably wasn't...
Yeah.
I'm probably closer to him now than was even then. Yeah, Do you know what I mean? So if we did an interview with someone else, one of us was always going
to
take the lead.
We weren't really trying to get people that we didn't know or anything like that. That's true. Right. So let's move on to the next question.
Yeah.
You happy with that one?
Yeah.
Any closer to finding your passion? So far it's
fabric.
Fabric. And mine is TV or performance, which is fair. When you were a child, what did you dream of doing when you grow up?
I always wanted to be a mom.
You always wanted to be a performer as well.
Yeah, I did.
You definitely did. There's no way.
It was always mom was my first thing, always. Okay.
Your mom was the same with that?
Yeah, she did. But I always wanted 10 sets of twins before I was 18. That was like literally my line. This was me at like, see, you go on about Ivy, our daughter, is obsessed with her baby dolls.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I understand it.
Do you know what? It doesn't freak me out that she's obsessed with her baby dolls. It obsessed that all of her dolls are pregnant all the time.
They are.
And she says pregnant.
Yeah.
Most people are like, my doll is having a baby. I was like, this doll is pregnant.
What freaks me out is she also gets one of her other dolls to reach up onto someone's skirt and pull the baby out.
All of her drawings are pregnant.
She did one today.
She's four.
Of a pregnant fairy that went across three pages. Her belly.
Yeah.
But I always wanted to be a mom. That was my main thing. No matter what it was like a singer, dancer, actress and a mom.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did
you give up then on the singing, dancing and acting and just focus on being a mum?
Because I wasn't going to be a singer, dancer and actress.
Sing, Kate. The people want to hear you sing.
I had a vagina and a womb.
You had talent. When we were in a play together, if you had to pick which one of us was going to be a professional actor, you'd have said you.
Yeah, I think that was fine when you were in like, what is it? A big fish in a small pond. And I wasn't even a big fish. But like... I had talent for my school shows.
No, you didn't. You were...
No, come on now. I had talent for my school shows.
You're so negative.
Then you grow
focus on
up
the positive.
And you go...
Yeah, but you were better than I was.
Oh, 100%. I know that.
And then I got class.
But you had the confidence. I think where my ability needed to grow, my confidence dipped.
Yeah, yeah.
At the
I do have a shameless confidence.
You
in
do.
That kind of
crazy. So like if my ability and my confidence grew at the same time, then I would have kept going. But my ability was going upwards, needed to go upwards, and my confidence was going downwards.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that. I remember talking to our friend Kian, who's an actor, and whereas he'd refer to himself as an actor, I'd always refer to myself as a performer because my biggest asset was my confidence. In that.
Yeah.
If I was on stage and we had to be in ancient Rome, I was pretending to be in ancient Rome. Other actors were in ancient Rome.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I think you could have been an actor. Just saying. I'm just trying to be nice, Jair. You're taking it personally for some reason.
I'm not taking it personally.
But you wanted to be a mom. So well done. You've accomplished all your dreams.
I did.
This is very depressing. What is your favorite topic to talk about?
Oh. A child. That's like...
Do a mothering podcast or something.
I don't want to do a podcast, Luke. What are you not getting about this?
You're loving it.
I don't need more podcasts.
You're entertaining. Everybody loves it. So your child, is that it? Is that actually your...
No, I love talking... No, do you know what? I love talking about absolutely anything that I don't know much about.
That's a good...
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I like that.
Like... anyone. I would love to talk to people about things that they feel passionate about.
Yeah, yeah.
If they're open enough for me to have a different opinion.
People aren't anymore a lot.
No, they're really not. But yeah. I would like to talk about anything that I don't know much about if that person is okay.
But you not knowing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Or going, oh, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fair point. So anything.
Yeah.
Good answer there when we're trying to figure out something specific.
Oh, I'm really sorry.
And what do I like talking about? Theater, I think. Yeah. I think some of the best conversations I've ever had were with you after a theater.
That is
talking
true.
About what
that.
Happened in the show, or dissecting what could have gone better, or what was perfect, or
yeah. I like love if we go to a 10-minute play, we're going to be talking about it for an hour.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Dissecting, going right into everything. Yeah.
That's my favorite. What's the next question, guys? Is this going well? It's very serious.
I know.
But I mean, we're not a comedy podcast, so I suppose we can be serious. Guys, we're serious. It's a serious podcast now. We're very serious people.
This is all filler, by the way, while Luke tries to figure out his own handwriting.
Whose life do you envy the most?
Ooh,
that's a good one. That's a deep
one.
That
is, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. This is like dead air here.
100%.
Okay, here's whose life I envy the most. Not a who, but a type of person more so.
Okay.
I love seeing, and it's only around in the last maybe 5 to 10 years, of families who, it's creative. The family's involved. It's not used for likes, but the way people say it is. The families are involved as creative. The person is a comedian or a TikToker or a singer, but they also do videos together and just things like that. I always loved that idea.
Yeah.
I don't know who, Casey Neistat maybe, in that he gets to make these really cool videos. His wife is there with him, which is why I'm trying to do this podcast. I like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know if there's a specific person, but that lifestyle of a, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. Someone who has enough money, I guess, to have a studio in their house to film and edit stuff and doesn't necessarily have to go to work to do it. That being said, my job is going to work to do stuff like that. Yeah. So like,
and in fairness, you saying that, I was like, I don't think, to be fair, I don't think I'm an envious person. I don't think
I'm not either.
At all. So I think that's why this is difficult. But I think I'd just be envious of someone
who
has money. It doesn't matter what. But
like, you never struck me as somebody who, like, you watch the Kardashians and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't want to be them.
That's the thing. A lot of people watch them and want to be them.
Same with influencers. All the, like, yeah. I do follow influencers. I love watching, but I never want to be them. And I never, if they're buying something, I don't. I'm not.
I think I have an interesting one in that. And I think you're possibly the same. Maybe not as much. But I think I do things like have a podcast, put out comedy, wrestling, acting. I don't want to be famous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've been accused of only wanting to be famous because everything I do is some level of attention seeking.
Oh, you want attention.
I want attention. I couldn't be famous.
Yeah. You'd be
a paranoid wreck. I'd say I'd be a junkie in a year. Like.
Yeah, probably.
I wouldn't be able to handle it at all. Yeah. But that's why I'm envious of YouTubers and...
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? They have
their circle, but yeah, it's not mainstream.
They're getting that
famous
attention, but they're not being chased down the road by the sun or...
Yeah.
I suppose, and that generation's only really existed for 10 years now.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I don't think I have... I honestly don't think I have a single person. Like, I've even only saying it to literally my best friend recently.
Me?
Being like, yes, you. No.
I should be your best friend, Kate. We're married.
But going, like, how different
Tell me
people,
I'm your best friend.
You're my best friend.
Thank
babe.
You.
About how different people have different lifestyles. And, like, that my friend has gone to, like, beautiful hotels and different things that are absolutely amazing. And I'm never envious. She got an IKEA unit. An IKEA TV unit that I have wanted for our child's bedroom for the last year. And she was like, yeah, I really wanted that. And it took around a month and she got the unit. And I genuinely felt envy.
IKEA, if envy. You're listening, hook us up. Give us a unit. Kate's having a burp.
Not a burp.
It was a burp.
It wasn't. It was a cough.
So you're envious of people with IKEA units.
Yeah. That's what I'm envious
about. We're simple people, really.
We really are.
Right. If you had your education over again, what would you do differently? I think this is a great question.
Well, I've realised something, which I know I've said to you in the past, but I've only realised it recently, that
you're not very smart.
No.
You once asked how to spell LL Cool J.
Well, I thought it was LL Cool J. I didn't think.
I'm not sure if that's racist or not.
No, it's just an accent. I don't even know an accent. There is no defined accent that I'm even trying to do. That's what I kind of thought it was. I thought it was like E-L-E-L-C-O-O-L-J-A-Y. I'm also dyslexic. Like
it's actually spelled out for you. It doesn't.
Well, I didn't know that.
You didn't think his name was JL Jewel K. It's not like dyslexia has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, true. But I came to a realization. I wasn't popular in school, so I'm taking education as really? Like school education. I wasn't popular in school. And I always put it down to, I was like the fat, ugly kid.
You weren't.
I wasn't. I was really hot, which means it was my personality. That's a lot harder.
Here's something I want to point out to you. I want you to go back and listen to the first 4 minutes of this podcast again. And how negative you were for the 4 minutes.
I don't think I was that negative.
Were actually already positive, if anything.
But that's a hard pill to swallow.
That was your personality.
To go, Jesus Christ, I was actually hot and people still didn't like me.
So teenage boys ignored you even though you were hot.
They ignored my tits.
That's how much
my
of a cunt you were.
Was bad.
To get teenage boys to ignore tits, you have to be shooting up some red flags. If you can, Kate, manage to get teenage boys to ignore tits.
But it proper, once I realised it,
guys listening, what would have to happen to get you to ignore tits? I want specifics. I want details. I want how bad would a person have to be for you to ignore, when you were a teenager in particular, when that's all you really cared about? But
I genuinely would love to chat to someone that I went to school
who'd
with.
Who'd be honest?
Who would be 100%, not mean, but 100% honest and be like, no, this is why people didn't like you.
It's partially because of your family.
Yeah.
And not the people, not your family. Like
my family's fault.
Your mom is a well-known person in the town and in Ireland in general, really. But in the town in particular.
But no, it still wasn't my mom's fault. I genuinely
think you were
a
model and stuff and people thought you were lying.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that. And you were a liar.
I wasn't a liar.
Yeah, you were. You were weird. You lied about weird things when we first started going out.
I filled gaps. It wasn't that I was trying to lie. I was so nervous and so anxious about things that I was like, if there was any gap, I just had to keep speaking.
This is when we first started going out, you used to lie about seeing your cousins.
Yeah.
And you used to not think about what you were lying about and not know that my mind works with specific details. So you'd be like, oh, yeah, well, 2 days ago now I was talking to my cousins. Oh, my God, they're so cute. And they were saying this. And I was like, and she was with me all day 2 days ago, so that didn't happen.
Isn't it really funny that now I'd say lying would be like 0.1% of my personality?
You're too honest,
I'm
if anything.
Too honest, way too honest.
Yeah. I think that happened at the week of your mom's funeral, though. I actually remember watching it happen. Kate's gone off to have a burp again.
It's a cough.
Stop burping, Kate. You're a disgusting mess. No wonder everyone hated you in school. Right? So, what would you do differently? That's what, in your education.
What would I do
differently? We're not saying your education years. In your education.
In my actual education.
Would you have studied harder?
I studied hard. I just wasn't smart.
We got the same points in the Leaving Cert.
Yeah, and you did one of yours drunk.
Hungover, to be fair.
I've been trying to have my drink over, like, away from the microphone, and you're literally slurping into it. Oh, that's disgusting. Oh, I'm actually gone.
So what did you do differently with your education? You were, okay, so to explain to people, from what I know of Kate, she was very involved. Teachers loved her, but not the most studious, as in you weren't getting the best grades.
Say. No, I was never smart.
But you did a lot of extra stuff. Like, you were involved with the metal teams. And
yeah. Oh, no. I would. I'd still, if I went back,
I'd still
get an
award for participation, basically. Like,
yeah, valued contribution.
Yeah. So, best idiot.
Yeah. No, because I like, to adults, I was nice.
I have a question for you. What's the only year you were in school that you didn't win an award?
The year I was with you.
Bad influence over here, bitches.
Yeah. That was also the year, though, I told the teacher to fuck off. So.
Is that the same year that the teacher thought that you were bleeding out of your bum?
No, that was a very
tell that story.
Well, that goes back to... Oh, yeah, there was just... I was in class and I put my hand up and my gum, G-U-M, was bleeding. And I went out, I went, sir, can I go to the toilet because my gum is bleeding? And he said yes. I went out to the toilet, didn't think anything of it, came back in, and my friend, oh, I hate him, my friend at the time, was sitting next to me, and she was in hysterics laughing, and I was like, what's wrong? And she was like, you left, and he was like, did she say her bum is bleeding? Like...
Yeah, you're an embarrassment.
I am.
So would you have studied more? Would you have been involved in things less?
No, I'd still have...
So would you have changed anything at all? What about college?
I don't think I would have.
Would you have gone to a different course?
No. This is fierce boring, isn't
it? Is.
It?
So far you were like, I don't know. Not anything. Well, yeah. I would have actually studied.
Yeah.
Like, I got average leave insert without lifting a finger. As in, yeah. Everyone says, oh, I didn't study. I did not study. I barely went to school. I think I was out of school more than I was in school for fifth and sixth year. And I got an okay leave insert.
Yeah. See, I can't say that because I did study.
Yeah.
I tried. I
got
really
an A
did.
In history without studying.
That's impressive.
It was passed, but so what? Yeah. I barely went to the class. I don't think I did a history exam from my junior cert to my leaving cert.
That's insanity. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I was a people pleaser for adults. So I wanted the adults to like me. So yeah, I did try it.
Your friends from school are your teachers.
100%. They're probably the only people that I speak to.
They're possibly listening right now.
Oh my God. I only speak to one person from my school.
And it's your teacher.
No, Anya.
You speak to a teacher.
I speak to a teacher. Oh, that's really bad. I speak to one teacher and one friend. That is it. School.
And you had great boobs.
I did.
Yeah. So there you go. That's what Kate would change about her education is she'd find out why everyone hated her.
Literally.
Did they? Did they definitely hate you?
Oh, definitely. I'd say I was a cunt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what way?
I was very bossy.
Yeah.
And my awkwardness, we didn't have the mental health words that we do now. Mm-hmm. So my anxiety and my
thing
that I felt then, I couldn't put into words. So,
well, you had, when we first met, you had a different voice around adults and everything. Mm. Me and mom and dad now were out. You were
because
very,
I tried to be what everybody wanted.
You wanted
me
to be an
be,
adult,
and
basically.
I was just and the only people that I tried to be everything that anybody wanted me to be, and the only people that I seemed to think wanted me to be something were adults. So. They were who I was going to, pander to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you were an awkward person.
I was.
So, if you had 5 minutes to talk and the whole world was forced to listen to you, what would you say or what would you talk about?
Mm.
It's a tough one. I think I know.
Go on.
Shut the fuck up, everyone. I think that would honestly be it. I think I could do a good 5 minute speech on everyone needs to shut the fuck up. What do you think about? You have opinions? No one gives a fuck. Twitter, shut up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think at this stage, everyone's an idiot. Everyone's wrong. Like, everyone's shouting at each other so much that everyone's forgetting that the people they disagree with are a human. And it's they're just shouting at an opinion rather than a person.
Yeah.
But they're not. They're making it personal at the person when actually it's the opinion they disagree with, not the person.
I think you just did your 5 minutes.
Sorry about that, Kate. But I think that's fair, isn't it? Like, it's... You see it with America, with, like, Republicans and Democrats and... Mm. Oh, they're this and they're that. Oh, get them off the TV because they're that. Fucking who cares what they... Like, obviously, I'm not saying we should be allowing people to advocate hate and all that kind of stuff. It's a tough line, obviously, but at the same time, people are people. If you try and teach someone rather than screaming at them and shouting at them, or if you try and talk to them, it's more likely to fucking work.
I think we've probably gone too far for that. So it's a good 5 minutes to do, but I don't see if it would
I don't know what benefit. Else you could possibly do.
No. Like, the first thing that came to my mind probably from the thing is I'd probably take the 5 minutes to actually just talk about, like, my mental health.
To be like, why did everyone hate me in school, guys?
Yeah.
I had great tits.
Do you know what? Maybe that's what I should have changed about my education. Be like, stop worrying about your tits and start...
Did you worry about them a lot?
No, but I'd be like, I worried about what people thought of me so much.
Your tits had something to do with that?
100%. I knew I wasn't that dumb. I knew they were my best feature.
Kate.
Yes.
Your heart and your mind are your best feature.
Shut up.
Your heart and your mind are what I call each of your tits. The left one is your heart and the right one is your mind.
Oh, God. But yeah, that's probably, if I had 5 minutes, it would probably be like, lads, don't listen to this. I'm just going to talk for 5 minutes. Everyone turn it off. But just have 5 minutes speaking about my head.
What would you say?
Oh, God, no one wants to be listening to that.
You just did, I think.
But I already said it. I'd literally be like, I have 5 minutes. This whole world has to thing. Go do whatever the fuck you want and don't listen to me.
As an explanation, would you be like, lads, if I don't walk into a room, it's because...
That is true. Yeah, I could explain.
From now on, just so you know.
That is true. Being like, I should just walk around with like a bulletin board of...
I love that the question I asked you was, if you had 5 minutes and the whole world has to listen, and your first caveat and that was, you don't have to listen.
But like, why would they have to listen to me?
It doesn't matter. It's a fake scenario. It's not going to... I'm not actually going to set this up.
See, this is why I don't like podcasts.
You're actually pulling your hoodie off.
You're like, everyone listen. I'm like, you don't have to listen, lads. You don't have to listen to this podcast. He can turn it off. You have the power.
Do you think we're keeping people hostage to listen to this?
Yeah. It's like asking people to listen. I'm really hot.
You're okay?
No, I'm genuinely sweating. Oh, God.
All right. Next question, I suppose. What would you do with your life if you had no fear?
Jesus Christ. Start living it?
Whoa.
That was poetic.
It was poetic. So the next three questions are very similar, right? So what would you live your life if you had no fear? What would you do different with your life if you had a guarantee of success? And what would you do with your life if money wasn't an issue? They are three very different questions, but I don't know necessarily if you give it...
Oh, Jesus. I could actually 100%, especially going back to if I had no fear, if I had all those questions back when I was younger, it would have been move to London.
If you had no fear. Yeah, London.
If I had no fear, move to London. Yeah. I would 100%. I don't think at that point in my life it would have been performing. It would have been doing makeup.
Front of house even. Or
no,
like,
makeup.
Yeah.
Like, I know I'm good at makeup. And especially with like theatre makeup. Yeah. I know that I could have done something.
Oh, without a doubt.
With that. Yeah. And even later on, I had opportunities to do things and I kind of swerved away from it. That's definitely what I would have done.
If you had no fear.
No fear would have been living in London doing makeup. I think I always even had the fear of if I did something, oh, those people back in Cove will
You're weird
judge
with that.
Me for it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like my Cove anxiety and fear goes way back.
So would you be worried, say, if you moved to London and got a job in the West End doing makeup that you'd be thinking, they think I'm full of myself?
100%.
That's mad.
100%.
That's actually insane. You know how insane
that is. Like as an adult now, I know that's insane. But that's what I would have been thinking from the age of like 16.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, 1,000%. I know how stupid it is.
And
but
for me, if I had no fear, I have so many script ideas and film ideas that I know were good because when I didn't do them, 5 or 6 years later, somebody else with a very similar idea did them. So I know they're good ideas, but I never go after them. Even I have finished scripts that I go, that's finished in my mind.
And see, I wouldn't associate fear with you then at all.
Because I'll do something that I can do in my room.
Yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean?
But I always thought that was because I'd be like, what the fuck are you going out trying to?
Yeah, I'm afraid of you.
That time on it.
I'm afraid of you. That's the fear. I'm afraid that.
So if you were single.
Well, no, that's a double sided thing because I don't think I'd have ever become an actor without you pushing me to.
Yeah.
Giving me the confidence to. But.
I do think.
Family life, it's not necessarily a fear of you. That's not what I mean.
Yeah.
But family life is what is important to me now.
Yeah.
But I'm not talking about, no, I'm saying in general about my life.
I get you.
I've had so many things that I know could have been successful.
Even from college like that.
And I didn't go to people with them who I knew could have helped me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know if it's arrogance, but it is fear actually. I'm afraid to give over my idea to someone else in case they ruin it.
Yeah, I get you.
So as a result, it's better for me sometimes to just not do the idea. Because at least then it's still my idea.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? This is getting very serious.
It is.
Bailey's makes us serious, guys. Next week, Sex and the Beaches.
Yeah. But I do kind of get that, even with, and this is like bringing it so minute, but I don't like you.
Reading a book?
Not reading a book.
No, that's true though.
I know I don't like you reading a book, but no, that's lousy. No, I just,
if
I
I'm reading
attention.
A book, Kate gets annoyed because I'm giving the book attention.
But it's not even, I wouldn't even say that I need a lot of attention. I just want you to be present with me.
But I am.
Not present.
I'm literally sitting next to you when you're on your phone. What's the difference?
It's half but joking. Come on now. It is half joking. But what I was trying to say. What I was trying to say is, which I'm saying I'm not a psycho.
You are a psycho.
Next sentence makes it worse. I don't like you unloading the shopping.
Yeah, that's fact.
Because to me, if I put something in an order and it's wrong, I'm okay with it.
But if I do it, you're angry.
Yeah. Or like.
So you're a psycho.
Do you remember that time you took the pizza out of the oven and it fell onto the ground?
Yeah.
Like, I still haven't forgiven you for that.
But you won't take things out of the oven.
I know. And that's why I really struggle with this. But I still haven't forgiven you with that. So I prefer now to do things by myself, because if I mess them up, I'm a bit better.
Okay, so that's fear. What about guarantee of success? If you could do something, same answer.
Same thing. That's why I
And say if money wasn't an issue?
Yeah.
Same answer.
London, 100%.
See, guarantee of success, I think I'd do stand-up.
Yeah.
That's my love, I think, more than anything else in the world.
Yeah.
Is stand-up. I don't ever have the time to go and, or maybe I'm not giving myself the time, I don't know, to go and actually get good at it.
Yeah.
I think I can be funny. I always get okay reactions.
But I think that definitely leads into the fear for you, because if you do stand up, you still want to be
good.
Unreal straight away.
Like, I went back last year and I did it once. And I was very deep in the middle of anxiety issues at the time. And going into a room of comedians was really tough for me. And I went up on stage and I came down and I was like, oh, that was shit. That was so fucking bad. Oh, God. And I got on camera and everything. And I was like, oh, my God, I did so badly there. I can't believe it. And then I went back to edit the footage and I was like, oh, wait, no, I did really, really well.
Yeah,
like,
I remember you ringing me.
Like, better than everybody else on the night. And I wouldn't say better than everybody else on the night, but as good as everybody else on the night.
I remember you ringing me afterwards and you were freaking out a bit.
I don't think I was freaking out. I was good
about it. You were good about it, but for me, I could tell you weren't in any way happy. And where, I don't know where it was, but you weren't home then for like an hour and a half, let's say. And I remember you coming in, you were like, watch this. This actually went well. I was like, I'm asleep. But you were showing me it. And within that like hour and a half of you being able to see yourself back.
Yeah, which is why it's important for me to film things like that.
Yeah.
But.
So guaranteed success.
Guaranteed success, I think I do comedy.
Yeah. I suppose now, guaranteed success, I probably would go back into doing makeup or some kind of a crafting.
Would you do your own business, basically?
My own business.
So is that,
if it was guaranteed,
is that
success,
money wasn't an issue too?
Yeah.
Yeah, if money wasn't an issue, I'd start some kind of studio, I think, that I could run myself and do things, podcasting studio / film studio / it's a thing that you'd need a lot of money to get up off and running off the ground. Like, we're lucky that we have good quality microphones here now, but it's not a studio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is enough for what we need, but I'd love to be able to make money off it and make it a bigger business. But I suppose that all leads into the one thing of entertainment and performance and stuff for me.
So I suppose back in the day, all those three questions would have led into me just going to London.
All of it.
And doing all those three.
But would you be mother in London working in theatre?
Yeah, but I'd have a completely different life. Yeah. Like, I genuinely, I know we were only just watching Loki, but I genuinely multiverse. Feel that there is a timeline of mine.
I'd love to see a multiverse.
That went to London and had a family and lived in London.
It's mad that me and you didn't. Absolutely insane. Both of us wanted to.
I think we were at the point when we were, when we got pregnant with Ivy.
We would have went if we didn't take something.
Yeah, yeah. I think we were at the point that we've spoken on this before, that like Ivy wasn't planned, but she certainly was.
Wasn't an accident.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Definitely not a mistake.
No. In that second, we kind of went, we're not moving to London now.
Yeah, do you know what
I
mean?
I think that was where our timeline could have moved into different directions.
So yeah, I think that's all the questions for it. So your passion would have been theatre.
Theatre, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Mine would have been some level of entertainment. So same thing. Yeah. Well, guys, welcome to the psychiatry podcast here on Couple Up. Was that good for you? It was good for me.
Oh, God.
Sex.
What?
I think I was desperate to say something to make it entertaining, so I just said sex.
I thought I was just desperate. Sex.
I think I was like, we need to say something entertaining quick, and I just said the word sex.
Oh my
God. But I did a hand gesture as well. Okay. All right, I think it's time to move on to your questions now, guys. You'll save us. Save us, guys.
Sex.
All right, so we've got some really, really good questions. If I know anything about people, they want us to break up.
Okay.
Based on these questions. This is a mixture of ones from Twitter, from Instagram. I've decided that from now on, we should keep them anonymous because I think it's better. People will ask more fun questions. Some people ask them publicly, okay, obviously, but anyone who DMs us, I'm going to keep it anonymous because then they might ask us more open ones.
Yeah, I get you.
Give us some information about themselves. I'd love to do agony aunt ones and stuff like that. Yeah. That'd be a laugh. This is why I've opened up our email.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, do you think people don't ask? I know quite a lot of people will ask questions, but do you think people don't ask us questions because we'll know
possibly
who's asking it?
Possibly.
Is there a way around that?
Yeah, there is. I don't know if the names come up, but there's a Q&A section thing on Spotify at the moment. Uh-huh. So underneath this episode on Spotify, there's a question and answers button. You can press and you can ask questions. I don't know if it's anonymous or not yet because it's a very new function. I look into it. If I can make it anonymous, I'm going to try and make it anonymous. Okay. But you can send questions in. Also, we'll always keep it anonymous if you send us something in here. So don't worry if it's something that you don't want to people
getting out there. I genuinely don't think anyone could ask me any question that I wouldn't feel comfortable answering.
Exactly. That's the thing. That's why this is fun. But if you have a longer one, if you have like issues that you want us or
well,
opinions
like not
on.
Much issues. Nah, we don't have issues.
Anything at all.
Qualification to
feel
diagnose
free.
Your issues.
We're not saying we're going to be qualified to do it. We're saying we'll have fun with it. Make you feel not so alone with it. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Email us at coupleuppodcast@gmail.com. Alternatively, you can send us a DM. Our DMs are open on Twitter, which is Couple Up Podcast, and on Instagram, which is Couple Up Podcast. So this is where all these questions came from, with Twitter and Instagram this week. So, first question, does Luke voice over your sex life like he's at RCW on commentary?
Oh, God.
So RCW is Rebel County Wrestling, which is the wrestling company that I do commentary for in Cork. Do I?
See, I don't think I've listened to you do commentary.
You don't listen to me when we're having sex either.
That's very
Kate
true.
Kate sticks in headphones.
Yeah. No, you don't. You're not very talkative.
No, Jesus, no.
You wouldn't be describing stuff like.
Huh? Is this all right, is that? You fucking mad bitch, yeah? Oh my God. He's commentating like a wrestling. And Luke Barry comes up from behind. He comes up from behind. Woohoo. Oh, but yeah, I don't take wrestling commentary very seriously. So
and you don't take sex very seriously.
That's true. So I suppose in a way it is.
I think we
like
should
that.
Try it.
Me wrestling commentating sex.
We'll see. I could.
Do you want me to do it as it's happening, or do you want me to go back and voice over it afterwards? Film it and then do it.
Jesus Christ, no. What about me?
Are we stick it out and people can see it? a sex tape, a commentary by a director's commentary sex tape. Oh my fucking God, there's money in that. Directors.
Why do we sound like a man?
Can we
like
do director's 25? Commentary on sex tapes? Like, as in, like Kim Kardashian's and stuff like that. Guys, if we set up a Patreon where we do director's commentary on sex tapes, would you pay us for it? I'm talking like a euro.
Oh That's, my God.
I'm not talking about big money. Would you pay for us to do live commentary on sex tapes? That would be fucking amazing.
You amuse yourself so much.
That's the best business idea I've ever had. Anyway.
Oh, next question, please.
Who would win in a wrestling match, Luke or Kate?
That's going to be you.
Well, I made you tap out before.
You have made me tap out. You
stuck
also
you in
like,
a Kimura.
Was that the one on the bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we were playing UFC.
We're playing UFC.
Yeah.
That sounds sexual. It really wasn't. We were actually just submission fighting each other.
Yeah, our child was playing in her bedroom and we were just...
having a UFC.
Playing UFC.
Kate
gets
very competitive when she watches...
I do like a bit of UFC.
Yeah.
I like getting behind people. I get so passionate about people, like straight away.
Kate picks a favourite instantly and they're like, as if she's known them all her life.
Yeah. Yeah, I will die.
We were watching Bellator one day and Cupcake Campbell was on it.
Cupcake Campbell, he was my favourite.
Kate got so passionate about
it. I love him. But every match that there is, you see like that card and I'm like, yeah, okay, you're my man. And yeah. I get behind them and I'm like, I don't think I could ever go to one live.
I think we should.
I don't think
we
I
We definitely
could.
Have to.
Do you know what? I don't know what I like yet.
Because you want the commentary.
I want the commentary. I want the up close. I want to be like... screaming. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you could stick in your earphones.
That's true.
And actually listen to the commentary as it's happening.
Yeah.
So I would win. I'd beat
Definitely.
The shit out of her. I would actually
fucking, I have very strong legs though.
I would powerbomb the bitch.
I have very strong legs.
She does have very strong legs.
Very strong legs.
Yeah.
My legs could beat your legs.
Now we're going to start getting into the people wanting us to break up and have arguments section. Who has ice cold feet / steals the blanket between you two? You always say that I steal the blanket, but you steal the fucking blanket.
No, I fucking don't.
Yes, you do, Kate.
Oh, no,
you
I
wrap
don't.
Yourself up in it. You swaddle yourself in the blanket.
Luke, I purposely only ever have half of my body in a blanket at any one
Wrong.
Time.
No, incorrect.
No.
Incorrect.
Luke, how many times have you fallen out of the bed and the blanket is underneath you? Hence, the blanket has to have been wrapped around. I was about to say you're like... your round body.
That's offensive for no reason, isn't it?
It had to have been wrapped around so that when you fell...
Wrapped around your round body though. Can we come back to that unnecessarily offensive comment?
Yeah, I'm very sorry. I apologise for that.
Thanks for the sincerity there,
That
Kate.
Was very sincere.
It was, yeah.
It was. I do have
anyway,
cold
Kate
feet.
Anyway, Kate steals a blanket. She does
I have
cold
very,
feet.
I have very cold feet, but
She's
I also
cold
like
person.
Being cold.
She is.
I much prefer being cold.
So this person says, this just makes me laugh. I met my wife in a car park minutes after she finished with her ex. Which, let's break that down first. Minutes after she finished with her ex. Well, I don't know if he was waiting there. I assume
See,
not.
I assume... thought of that as sexual.
Huh? Oh, do you think finished as
finished.
In banging her ex?
Yeah,
no, broke up with.
It's like, Jesus
Kate,
Christ.
Fuck. No, they broke up. And then
okay.
he met her and now they're married.
Back.
I don't know, is that a romantic story or not?
It's,
is it a right place, right time situation?
Yeah,
definitely.
It's kind of like a meet cute.
The rest of it is, how did ye meet and why do ye work?
Do we
I'm
work?
Not sure we do.
That's up to ye to figure out.
Well, you've listened to this
no,
now for
work.
Last 45, 50 minutes, whatever it is.
Is that how long
and
it is?
That's how long it is, Kate.
Jesus, I'm so sorry, lads.
Do we work, guys? Should we break up?
No, I do think we work.
How do we meet, Kate? Go on. How do we meet? In a play. That's the easy.
We met in a play. Exactly.
Kate told everybody in the play that I was gay so that they wouldn't be interested in me because she thought they would be.
Yeah.
And
then Luke came and he was like, Kate, why did you say that I was gay to everyone? And I was like, well, aren't you? He was like, no. I was like, okay, you have till midnight tonight to prove that you're not gay.
What a manipulative bitch. Manipulated me into a relationship.
I did. But I do think we work.
Why though?
I think because we are both fully aware that for us to be really happy doesn't mean that you have to be happy all of the time. Does
you're
that make sense?
You're not allowed to drink Baileys anymore for this.
Am I too deep?
You're way too deep.
No, but what I mean is that like we can annoy the fucking shit out of each other. And that's still all right.
Yeah, we never have an argument where we're like, we have to break up.
Yeah. So I think that's why we work, is that we go, oh my God, I fucking hate this guy. We understand that we don't have to like each other all the time. Exactly.
Yeah, that's fair.
We're still going to be together.
That's fair enough. Yeah. Right, so I want to hear more about him meeting his wife in a car park.
I really do. Like, was it
an angry breakup she had with the ex? And then was he there to console her? I don't know. Let's make a film about it.
Literally. That sounds unbelievable. That sounds like Disney would lick it up.
Disney lick up. Oh, Disney'd lick up your story, guys. Oh, no. They'd be licking it. Mickey Mouse would be all over with his fucking scaly tongue.
Oh, why does he have a scaly tongue?
Because they're all lizards.
Do mice have scales?
I don't know. No. Oh. It's just that they're all lizards. Corporation, like.
Oh.
Lizard people.
I was thinking a lot more literal.
Guys, who won the pool of how long it would take me to bring up lizard people on a podcast? All right, they're back on the trying to break us up thing. If you were to get rid of one thing that the other person owns, what would it be? Hmm. What one thing that I own would you get rid of?
Oh, there's so many.
What do you mean there's so fucking many? I literally couldn't think of one thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think you own anything. That's something that I figured out.
That's very true.
I think I own everything in this house. I'm fairly certain about that.
Yeah, I don't own nothing, do I?
No.
Fuck me.
Well, we do, I suppose.
Yeah.
That TV, I guess, because your dad bought it.
That's true. Your toys.
What's wrong with them?
You're a 35-year-old man.
So fucking what? Stop pressuring me to be someone else.
I'm not pressuring you to be someone else.
You just want me to be someone else.
If I could get rid of stuff. Your toys, your backwards hats.
Oh my God, the backwards hats look fucking cool as shit.
No. If I could get rid of one thing, can it be like a group of things? Would be any of your clothes or underwear that have holes in them that you continue to put into the washing, that I continue to wash. I have washed sleeves off t-shirts 5,000 times.
I don't think I put them in the wash.
Luke likes to take a scissors to his t-shirts and cut the sleeves off them.
For bait.
I completely get that. But then you don't take those sleeves and put them in the bin. You put them in a pile and that pile gets washed and you have the cleanest
sleeves
cut-offs of t-shirts that the world has ever seen, because I'm not washing them once. They're once, twice, three. And I'm not your mother. I won't put things in the bin for you.
Jesus Christ, Kate. We're so angry this episode. Deep angry. I know I said earlier this isn't a comedy podcast, but it is meant to be an entertainment podcast. And I'm not sure Kate's anger is entertaining. It definitely isn't for me, guys. I'm feeling hurt and emotional.
Oh, no.
And I think I'm going to curl up into a ball after this and cry.
Oh, I'll be there for you.
What would I get rid of that
I'll
belongs to you?
I'll be there for you. No.
See, guys, she does have talent. She could have been a singer. Do you want to tell them about how your one from Bewitched wanted you to make a single?
She did. She did. Mum and Dad. I was going to say, if you're listening, my mum certainly isn't listening.
She probably is.
It's
probably up there now.
Yeah, they wouldn't allow me. So nosy. In our attic. Yeah, she wanted me to make a single and my mum and dad said no. It's traumatised.
Yeah.
I'm probably right though, because I would have been abused. Like, I was a little fat chubby kid. Like,
abused?
Yeah. If I was...
They didn't say release the single and become famous. They just wanted to just record it.
I know. But I'd say, I would imagine, I was also not allowed to wear rara skirts. So like,
I don't know what a rara skirt is.
Rara skirt? You do know what a rara skirt is.
I still maintain that you and your dad made up the word chiffon.
Chiffon?
Chiffon. You didn't. I've never heard of anyone say it except for the two of you.
How many types of fabric have you heard before?
It's not, what is it? What's chiffon?
Chiffon is a type of fabric.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Oh,
Chiffon is a soft, it's like a translucent, soft fabric that would be used as like an overlay. This is way too technical.
It's not real. Anyway, I don't know what I'd get rid of yours because I don't think you own anything.
Oh, surely you can think of something. What? No, I couldn't. I don't have
your
anything.
Your daughter.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I don't think there's anything.
No.
You don't have anything that's particularly annoying that you own.
Yeah, I don't have much.
The only thing you want is a craft box.
Yeah. Would you get rid of my craft box?
No, I like your craft box. I use it to make you birthday cards.
That's true.
From
our
child. Yeah.
Okay.
So, who's a better liar? I think you. I think I'm a more fun liar. Here's why you're a better liar, I think. I think you're good. You'd be good at the lie. I'd have to make it absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. That's kind of a hard one. Because I don't think we lie about much.
But I think you're about, I think you would be.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
I think if it was a small, basic
lie, that's what I mean. Like, it's not a fucking big thing.
Would be better. But I couldn't lie to you.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd, I think you'd have a better time lying to me than I'd have lying to you.
Why?
Because I think you'd be able to know my tells more than I would with you, because you're more...
I think you're a fucking lame bitch.
Jesus, Luke. Who's aggressive now?
Between the two of ye, who is the most embarrassing person out in public?
Oh, Jesus.
Who do you think? Because I think it's you. I'm just going to put that out there.
Do you know what? It probably is
I'm purposely embarrassing.
Yeah, no, it is.
You run away crying from birds.
I cried at our daughter's, like, parent meetup.
To the point where other mums had to come over and check on
you. Oh my God, yeah. The most embarrassed I've ever been in my whole life.
I wasn't there, by the way. It wasn't like I just left her over.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but, so my anxiety makes me more embarrassing in public.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do think I'm more embarrassing.
When you're running away from birds and crying and stuff like that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I think I'm purposely, I try and annoy you in public or try and say things or...
Yeah, you, like, I definitely think, like, when Ivy grows up, she'll be more embarrassed of you.
Oh, without a doubt, because I'll go out of my way to embarrass her.
To embarrass, exactly. But the fact that I really, really, really do not want to be embarrassed... And I
we were on holidays in Lanzarote a few years ago. Kate couldn't sit outside on a balcony because there was a bird.
I'm afraid of birds.
But it's a bird. It's not like a fucking ostrich was out there or anything. It was a crow or something. Like.
Birds. It's things flying at my face. You know I don't like things in my face. I give
Fuck.
Do you know what I mean?
I do. So, you. You're embarrassing.
I'm the most embarrassing.
All right. Now, the next question is more general. And I think this one could help people, guys. If anyone's getting married. How much tongue makes a wedding kiss trashy? Loads or little?
Oh, Jesus.
I think this depends on the couple.
Yeah,
always.
100%.
We're not a tongue couple.
We're not.
So, I don't think... Did we discuss our wedding kiss before we kissed?
No, we kissed before we were allowed to
kiss. Oh, yeah. They told us. They were like, not yet.
Yeah.
We were like,
Because we did our vows. Naturally, you're going to like kiss after your vows, yeah. No? No, we're much more of like a...
Yeah, yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a kiss. I think do whatever the fuck
I
you
think,
want.
I think it depends on the couple. But I think you should never see tongue. In a kiss in general.
Yeah, I get you.
But definitely not at a wedding, because photographers and videographers pick up on that shit.
Yeah. But do people...
Get into
are
it?
Are there people that
yeah,
get into it?
Yeah, definitely. Of course there is. There's people who just kiss like that.
It's true.
Like, you have to remember, we got married 12 years into a relationship. Some people do it like a year, and if you're in America, probably fucking 3 weeks or something.
That is very true. So you're on like peak.
Yeah. Honeymoon lust. Period, literally. Like, yeah. I think do what you want as long as it suits you. Don't do something that isn't ye. If you don't, if you're not a big fancy kisser, don't do big fancy kissing.
No.
If you are a big fancy kisser, fancy kiss the shit out of everyone. Not everyone, just your wife or husband.
That's some advice.
It's good advice.
You're a big fancy kisser.
Are you a big fancy kisser? Then have we got tongue for you?
Yeah. I don't think I'd ever judge someone for how they kiss.
I would.
Would you?
If I was at a wedding and I saw somebody like mauling the face off each other, if they weren't the type, if it didn't suit.
If it didn't suit them,
the only time
I
judge is, because you can always tell when something's off.
Yeah.
If it's off, you're like, yeah.
That is true.
You know? Then it's not real. Then I don't believe the rest of the day.
Yeah.
If you're faking that, you're faking the rest of the day.
Luke is very judgy at weddings.
I don't go to weddings.
So just don't
get invited to many weddings.
Thank God. Jesus.
But that's everyone's questions for today. I think they were good.
They were.
In the middle, they tried to break us up.
Yeah. But I think we try and break each other up. Possibly. Break each other up?
Break each other up. I'll break you up in a minute.
God.
Was that a threat or a sexual comment? Who knows? Maybe both. Maybe I'm threatening a sexual comment.
I cannot wait for the bit of RCW commentating.
I just commentated the whale like it is a match. LJ Cleary wins the gold when I come.
Cleary.
I don't know why LJ Cleary. Because he won the championship.
For the
what?
Did you say LJ Cleary
wins the gold? As in when I come, that's what I'll shout. As if someone won a belt.
Oh, okay.
I didn't win the gold for the come.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, LJ Cleary. I know you're not listening.
Oh, Jesus.
Thanks everyone for submitting them. Thanks for bearing with us through this first episode.
I bet you're so glad that this is back, ain't you?
I hope that Kate is happier for the next episode.
I don't think I'm that bad. Am I that bad?
At the start you were. You mellowed out a little bit.
I was so awkward, lads. I do apologise.
You're glaring at me.
You're making me do this. I'm very sorry. I don't want to come across as... Guys,
remember, you can contact us on Instagram at Couple Up Podcast, on Twitter or X or whatever the fuck it's called, at Couple Up Podcast, or you can email us at coupleuppodcast@gmail.com to let us know how great Kate is at this.
Oh my God.
To let us know how nice she is. If you have any questions, anything you'd like Kate to solve specifically, she's great for the old advice.
Nice.
Send us a message and we'll be back at the same time next flipping week. Remember to rate this podcast. Remember to review this podcast.
You don't have to.
Nice if you did, because that's how people find out about it. You know, let people know about it if you think they'd enjoy
people
it.
People don't need to find out
they
about it.
They do need to find
they
out.
They don't need to Kate, listen about it.
I'm not telling them they have to do it. I'm just saying it would be nice if they did. It'd be very lovely for us. And you always used to like when people message you saying that they like the podcast.
Who messaged me saying that they
like it? So, guys, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, recommend it to someone who you don't like. Do you know?
Hate listen to it. I can understand people hate listening.
If you want us to do commentary over sex tapes, let us know.
Not ours, by the way.
No, not ours. Famous sex tapes.
If you want to send us your sex tapes.
That as well. We'll rate them out of 10.
Oh my God.
Tell you what we'd have done differently. Sex tips for Luke and Kate. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Luke.
And I'm Kate.
And this is Couple Up.